Carla Pei and Beverly Tershman knew they were taking a risk when they rented their separate suites at Pyramid Apartments, a three-story Langley City apartment building facing demolition to make way for a newer, bigger building. But it was the best deal they could find. Both tenants signed a waiver acknowledging the impending demolition before they moved in. "I was told 6 months to a year," Tershman, 67, explained to the Langley Advance Times, but she was hoping it would be longer. Pei has health problems that only allow her to work part-time, while Tershman is dealing with a resurgence of her cancer. About two-thirds of the pyramid tenants covered by municipal relocation regulations moved out after news of the impending redevelopment was announced in 2022, opening up short-term, below-market rentals. Now, roughly 6 months after they moved in, Pei and Tershman will have to find somewhere else to live, after a narrow vote by Langley City Council giving approval through first and second readings to an application by Whitetail Homes to build a six-story residential building on the site at 5360 204 Street. Pei, 54, said she has looked at other suites in the neighborhood, but can't find anything she can afford. Despite the insecurity, the two women say it was the best deal they could find in a rental market where the average rate for a one-bedroom apartment is more than $1,500, and many landlords won't allow pets. "We both have small dogs, and neither one of us is willing to give them up," said Tershman, whose dog, Hade, is 14. Pei said her pet, 12-year-old Tequila, is a registered emotional support dog. Even below market rates, like the $1,000 a month for a one-bedroom a pyramid, is a struggle, they said. "We've got to get into subsidized housing," Tershman said, "housing where it's only 30% of our income." Tershman estimated she has been on the waiting list for subsidized housing for 6 years. The replacement building on this site was originally going to be a 12-story steel design, but has since been updated and scaled down to a six-story, wood-frame building for what was described as economic reasons in a staff memo to council. That became an issue when the revised project came back to council for a first look at their November 18th meeting, because the design changes were filed before June 2024. On July 2024, the city more than doubled the amount of compensation builders must pay displaced tenants, but because the design changes were considered part of an ongoing application and the new tenant compensation had not yet been approved by council, the original tenant compensation terms remained in effect. Some members of council argued the revised project was a new building, and should proceed as a new application under the new compensation rules, while others argued the building has the same footprint as the 12-story design and had merely trimmed 6 stories off the top. Council narrowly gave initial approval, first and second reading, of a bylaw to rezone the property and allow construction, by a 4-3 vote, with Mayor Nathan Pochel, Councillors Terry James, Paul Albrecht and Mike Soliam in support, and Delaney Mack, Leith White, and Rosemary Wallace opposed. Third reading, approval in principle, passed with the same 4-3 margin at the Monday, December 2 meeting. A notice posted to the Whitetail website anticipated final approval by December 9, which would then allow the company to give tenants 4 months' notice after obtaining a demolition permit.